Radio Namaste is brought to you by your host, the blue collar goddess, Sarah Nash, and a small crew of guest personalities determined to amuse, entertain, and occasionally astonish you. And now, Radio Namaste, a different brand of enlightenment streaming live across this galaxy and probably a few more.
Namaste and blessings, everyone. This is Sarah Nash as your host. Actually, I'm your hostess. And you're listening to Radio Namaste on the Om Times Radio Network, bringing you, as always, a very, very different brand of enlightenment. I'm a little nervous today, guys. Anyways, today's live broadcast is our last broadcast from Denmark this summer. Although we may be running around the globe to different spots later this year. We're kind of working on that. So tune in and follow our Radio Namaste Roadshow videos on YouTube for a closer look. They're kind of fun. They're kind of short. And I like them. They're fun to make. By the way, the first one to hit me up on our Twitter at Radio Namaste with hashtag Blue Collar Goddess gets the opportunity to be in the drawing for a free 1 hour Skype session. I'm going to put all those love notes in a hat. Zen Master Ted's going to snag one out. And we're going to announce the winner on our monthly wrap-up show we like to call Last Month Today. The first one is going to happen next Thursday, July 2nd. So hashtag that Blue Collar Goddess to a Radio Namaste and get in the hat. And don't forget to follow me, too. I always follow back. It's kind of rude not to. Anyways, if you're listening in live on the most advanced mobile player on the planet, you already know that you don't have to download an app to get some live streaming access to this conscious community called Om Times Radio. You're going to want to check out the archives for past shows at the Om Times Podbean portal or on Namaste. That's Namaste with an H. .com in the show archive section. And while you're at it, check out some of the gifted psychics on the Om Times Advisors portal. I'm there too. And as for gifted psychics, though, today's guest blows us all away. Celebrity psychic and spiritual medium Michelle Whitedove was awarded the title America's number one psychic and won $100,000 after proving her abilities on the competitive reality show America's Psychic Challenge. And she's the first psychic to prove her supernatural abilities by being tested on television and filmed under strict FCC rules. Okay, I'm just going to stop right here because I'm reading this. I'm like, that totally guarantees authenticity. And I mean, her gifts have been tested both in the United States and abroad on Sixth Sense International. And she's really sought after. She's an expert. She truly is an expert, and she's very gifted. And she's a six-time author, and she shares her messages of love and hope and transformation. Michelle is also known as a paranormal expert. See, I like to call myself a doctor of transdimensional communication, but she's gone like all over the world to all these like really haunted places. And, you know, she explores the reality of ghosts and earthbound souls. And she brings it back to us in a way that, I'm in awe. She works as a medium. She connects with departed loved ones. And, you know, she helps departed loved ones connect with the living ones to prove that the transition that we call death is just basically our birth back to heaven. And Michelle works as a psychic life coach. Oh, I'm not worthy. And grief counselor to help people understand what really happens when we die. Because at the age of 18, Michelle had a near-death experience when she was involved in a fatal car crash. Now, my first near-death experience happened when I was 12 on an operating table. And I didn't have any prior information regarding what I was experiencing. So when I find others whose experience is similar, I know firsthand that this person is the real deal based on, you know, my own journey. And you can't make this stuff up. And I can pretty much spot or feel a wannabe. And the woman on the other end of this microphone isn't one of those people. And I can barely contain myself. Michelle, thank you so much for joining us today. I didn't want to say it, but I've been dying to meet you.
Thank you. Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
It was like stunned silence. We have a little bit of an echo, a little bit of a feedback. If somebody is like in your office and they're listening, tell them to back up.
Okay, back up. Just told my manager to back up.
Yeah, just back up. Hey, back up.
All right, how's that?
Oh, that's awesome. I was hoping that we could start with your NDE. Because I have a lot of my own feelings and my own experiences with that, but I am I really want you to tell us about that.
About my near-death experience.
Yes, yes.
Yes. Okay. Well, I was born this way, naturally gifted. Lady Gaga claims that, but I'm older. And we were celebrating my cousin's remission of two types of leukemia. And so, you know, it was just us kids. I was 18. My cousin was 15. My friend was around the same age. My other cousin was old. There was five of us in the car. A long story short, I told my cousin that, you know, we were celebrating his remission, that I just didn't have a good feeling about getting in the car and I wasn't going. So 2 hours later, pack your bags, you're going on a guild trip. Michelle, this is about my remission. Do it for me. So I got in the car. And as I got in the car, it's like my angel sat down in my, took, you know, control over my vehicle, my body, so to speak. And this masculine voice boomed out and said, who wants to trade places with me? So my cousin looks at me, stops. She goes, what's wrong with you? I totally tuned her out because I get sick in the back seat of the car. Mm-hmm. She goes, what are you doing? So I just wasn't aware. Anyways, a long story short, Stevie got up where I was sitting, shotgun. I got in the back with my cousin that we were looking at photos and a friend. And a long story short, a dog ran out of the road, Highway 40, and my cousin tried to swerve and miss it, but then there was a group of people working in a field. So then she went onto the oncoming traffic, which was a van at 45 miles an hour, head-on collision. So that wasn't fun, to say the least. I lost my cousin. I lost Stevie. He traded lives with me that day. I was clinically pronounced dead completely. The only thing I could move was my left hand. Long story short, I love a good debate. When I found myself hovering above the scene of the accident, I was aware of what was going on. I could hear the paramedics. I knew I was dead, but I wasn't dead. And then I'm looking at myself going, wow, this is fascinating. I thought I'd be more attached to the body, the physical body than I was. And there really wasn't any attachment there. And so I felt this pull, this warmth, if you want to call it, of unconditional love and light, and just felt so good, this condensed version of unconditional love. So I remember turning around and ascending, and I look to my right, I see an angel. I look to my left, I see angels. I look forward, I see family members going, go back, go back. And I said, no. No, I know the rules. Free will. You have to honor my free will. I don't want to go back. I'm home. This is where I want to stay. So they showed me my short 18 years. And I said, see, aren't these all valid points for me to stay in the heavens and not go back? Well, they said, we have a difficult one, meaning me. So I was also met with the council, the 12 elders of the council, a part of the Godhead, Christ himself. And then when they showed me my future three times, I said, you must just have the wrong soul, because I don't see how anybody can do all this. You got the wrong soul. And God said, let me worry about the miracle. Are you willing to go back or not? And like I said, after three times later, looking at the future and looking at that Stevie took his life was taken for me, and my cousin's life was now in the heavens, and that was explained to me. Really zipped it from the time I was born until I was 18. And after the near-death experience, and after me being in a coma and ICU and weeks, broken back, shattered arm, I could go on and on. But a long story, short, everything that the doctors told me was the complete opposite, which is to my favor. And everything that God promised me, God delivered. And I've been trying to do this work that God showed me my whole life so I could hurry up, meet my quota and go back.
You know, I'm stunned. When you said that you saw angels, what do the angels look like?
Well, they're different ones. There's the cherubs and the seraphims that have smaller wings, and they're almost like kitty-like in a sense, but they have wings that have eyes that can see all, ears that can hear all, and lips that tell all to the Father, Mother, Godhead. But the angels that I was looking at to my right and to my left were winged. What I call like archangels.
So the wings that you saw now, are those like actually, and I'm just asking for my own edification, and I'm pretending like there's other people that aren't listening, because I know what I've seen, and I have seen winged creatures, winged humanoid creatures, and you know, people, some people are just like, oh no, they're just like fairies, it's just energy. No, these are wings. Like, I know what wings look like. I know what feathers look like. These people had wings.
Exactly. Yes, they were winged.
Okay, and what color were they?
Like all the archangels have these large, white, believe it, just simply white.
Okay, all right. And
now,
you said
the different hues, like when I look at their aura, if you want to say for lack of a better way, their energy, it was golden. And the angel kingdom always has, like, if you go back in time, you'll see angels depicted with a halo over their head. And it's not that angels have a halo, it's that that's the color of the angel kingdom, that beautiful golden color.
Right. Yes. It's like this amber. It's glistening, and it's incredible.
Exactly.
Oh, look, we have a minute. We've really seriously been talking for 10. No way. Anyways. Okay. See?
No.
See? It's like, oh my gosh. Okay. An hour isn't going to be long enough. All right. So we're going to head into our first break in about a minute. But you're doing a special series tomorrow. Right?
Yes, yes, I am.
Yeah. So as we go into the break, since we have been talking about angels, tell us what that's about a little bit before we go into our break, because I want people to understand that how reachable you are. A lot of people don't understand how reachable you are. That's one of the things I absolutely love about you and I honor you.
Yes.
So
I'm doing a worldwide tomorrow, June 26th, I'll be hosting a live web class and chat on the other side, angels, guides, and the departed. Plus, I'll give messages to as well, too.
Awesome.
So they can register and create an account with mimi.tv.
Okay, great. And we're going to talk some more about that when we get back from this break. Michelle White Dove is awesome.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on Om Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
If you've ever said, I do want it all. I do want happiness. I do want love. And I do desire the happily ever after fairy tale life. Then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, for my internationally acclaimed show, Bridal Talk Radio, every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific time, where I'll bring you the top experts in the fields of communication, money, relationships, finance, pleasure, play, travel, sexuality, parenting, real estate, adventure, comfort, care, passion, and love.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
All Hey, thanks for listening to the Om Times Radio Network. This is Radio Namaste. I'm Sarah Nash, your host, and we are talking to the fabulous, incredible, beautiful, inside and out, Michelle White Dove. Hey, Michelle, you were telling us about your worldwide web class that's free, that is on Mimi TV, and you're starting that tomorrow. It's called The Other Side, Angels and Departed Loved Ones. And, you know, one of the things, and I know this is a very nepotistic little community that we live in, all these little psychics, and some of us are really phenomenal. Some of us, you know, saw a ghost once, and so we think we can do whatever we want, say whatever we want. And then there are those of us who are like, yeah, you're adorable. Okay, moving on now. And, you know, it's very interesting to listen to you and to talk to you, because I have to tell you, a few years ago, I saw you on television. I was sitting with my daughter. I was recovering from shoulder surgery, and I'd love to tell you about that someday. But anyways, it was weird how I ended up having to have my shoulder worked on. But we were just like flipping through the channels. I'm like, wait, stop. That's Lily Dale. So I started watching you.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
I started watching you, and I'm like, I recorded it, and I watched you three times, and there was something that happened inside of me. I don't know what it was, and it's like, this isn't like a Brazzo thing or anything, but dude, watching you healed me in some way. It was very odd, because there were certain things that you would say. I was just like, oh my God. I turned to my daughter, and my daughter's like, I know, Mom, I know. You think everybody's a hack, and she's not. And I'm like, she's not. She's really not. She's one of the real ones. And I'm, you know, it's like, I don't want to sound like I'm, you know, that Stephen King, you know, I'm your biggest fan, but I am. I just adore you. And I think, you know, it's like you're standing out there like this champion, because let's talk real briefly about your haters, because I started getting angry. Oddly enough, No, seriously, as an interviewer, it's my job to kind of look at the good and the bad. I mean, I went to college on a forensic scholarship, so I know all about, you know, the pros and the cons. But, you know, earlier this morning, I started like going through some of the, I'm just like, how does she do it? How do you do it, Michelle?
How do I do it?
Yeah.
You mean with the haters and the stalkers?
Yeah, I mean, it's like some of the things that people are saying about you. Yeah, I mean, it's like, and so here's the thing. I started like researching other psychics. I thought, so people really are very frightened by your knowledge and by your capabilities.
Well, I yeah, they're intimidated by that. Their fear is the unknown, you know. I had a good friend of mine that's very famous, and he says, you know how I know you're famous, Michelle? I said, no, I don't have a clue. He goes, because you have a bunch of haters and stalkers. and I said, oh, that's great. Thanks. And so I just don't really pay them any mind. I mean, I have, you know, very few complaints in all the years of doing this. And one particular person that's been after me for like 17 and a half years that writes all this crap on, you know, Piss Consumer. But other than that, I mean, you know, I don't put the energy into those monsters or those people, because it only feeds them.
Mm-hmm. Well, and see, the reason I'm asking most
what else
of all
did you ask
is,
me to speak?
I'm sorry?
No, I said, what else did you ask me?
Oh, I was curious about, because you are an empath, and we, you know, for our listening audience, I want to apologize. She's in Florida. I'm in Denmark, and you know, we're being broadcast live from somewhere else on the planet. So there is a bit of a lag in there. So, Michelle, the reason I'm asking is because you are a bona fide empath. How is it that you're able to consistently move through your life in a way that you stay protected?
Well, I shield up. Actually, I was gifted a prayer from the Archangel Metatron that speaks for the Godhead and works with the Godhead and works with sacred geometry. Because, you know, as you say, when you put yourself as a frontline soldier, you know, in the public, you better be ready to take whatever is going to come at you. And I heard for a couple of weeks, guard yourself, guard yourself. So finally, I got annoyed as I'm in prayer, and I said, you know, what is it that I'm not doing or I need to do, you know, to stop you from telling me to guard myself? So a long story short, Metatron gifted me this very protective and abundant prayer physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally. When he was done with it, talk about being humbled. I was very humbled. I said, May I share this prayer with my fans, clients, students, the people? He was dead silent. He doesn't like to repeat himself. And he said, yes, you may, but very few will utilize and reap the rewards of that prayer. And I said, okay, thank you. I put that prayer up years ago. Well, let me tell you, only a few people have called in over the years for that prayer or for me to even walk them through that prayer. And prayer doesn't cost a thing.
No, it doesn't. And you know, that's very interesting that you should say that, because I run, not run, I am the co-founder and co-facilitator of the White Light Express. And the White Light Express goes from the new moon to the full moon, and it has nothing to do with the cult. It has everything to do with energy. And if you look in the Bible, I'm saying this for my listening audience, you know, there are very specific times that earth energy works very well, and it just happens to be from the new moon to the waxing moon. And so I would be very interested in putting up that prayer to the White Light Express so that people can use it. I will use it. But here's the odd thing, Michelle. I didn't see that in any of the research that I'd done for you. So clearly, you know, it's like the good Lord tells us that let those who have eyes to see, see.
It's very indiscreet. If you scroll down on the appearance page, very indiscreetly, you'll see in black letters the word Metatron, and then you print it out, and it gives you all the steps and all the shapes. It took me a couple of weeks to get the prayer down, but it significantly has changed my life and made a difference. Now, do I add to that prayer? Absolutely. Do I meditate? Absolutely. Do I use a crystal ball or cards or palms? No, I do not. As I said, I was born this way. You know, back in my day, it was very taboo. She's a freak, and this, you know, la la la. But once again, once I had that accident at 18, that's what really put me on a fast track to going back, or actually going to the heavens, returning to the earth plane to finish what God showed me that I signed up to do, which was to serve humanity.
That was another thing that I was going to ask you. What sort of tools do you use? Because when I do readings, I don't need anything. I don't need tarot cards. But my clients really, they need that visual, that tangible kind of thing. So I could put away everything, all my oracles, everything, because my oracle is God. Like you, see, that's it right there. Your oracle is God.
I take it to the top. Yeah, I take it directly to the top, what I call the Father, Mother, Holy Spirit, the Godhead, and all of God's heavenly kingdom, which isn't only seven archangels and their legions and the cherubs and the seraphims, but we have the saints and the masters, we have the 12 elders of the Akashic Records, we have our own soul clan on the other side by blood and spirit, plus you're assigned your own guardian angels and spirit guides, and I know I got a big posse, that's for sure, and I think that's because I need it, being in the public side. But it's after God showed me, you know, so clearly what I was going to do, I just couldn't stay there in the heavens. If someone gave their life for me, and what God showed me, I really did have a hard time digesting that, like playing the dumb little girl all of a sudden at 18. Oh, but I'm just 18. I can't do that. Like I said, I'm still here and I'm still working on it. But everything that God promised me, God delivered. And I like you, I don't work with anything, cards, nothing. I don't need anything. Sometimes if I'm doing a little gallery or round robin, anymore people hand me their phones because I'll look at the eyes of someone. If you look at the eyes are the windows to the soul. Or like if you capture a photo of someone, you're capturing their essence, their electric magnetic field, their aura. And that's why to this day, the Native Americans don't like their photos taken, but I'll utilize them if I have to during a reading, but I don't ask for any information, just for them to number them. I don't want them to tell me if they're alive, if they're dead. It's my job to prove that and earn my money and show them that not all of us are charlatans in this field.
Amen. Amen. Now, have you ever had somebody come along and just try to screw with your brain? I mean, and your energy. Have you ever had, because I have.
Yes, absolutely.
How often does that happen to you?
They just want to stop each other. It used to happen. Listen to me. happen much more than now. But thank God I have a few people to buffer. You know, let's just say that take care of me. And really, if anybody said, you know, Michelle, who are your best friends. I would tell you my guardian angels. They've been my best friends since I was a young girl, and they still remain with me. And thank God I've been blessed to spirits even given me more as far as a posse, spirit guides, you know, which are like helpers, teachers.
Exactly. Now, has that changed? Has your posse changed since you were a child? I mean, first, let me ask you one question, then we'll move to another question. I think Zen Master Ted's about ready to give us the gong again. But when you were a very small child, what is your first and earliest recollection of having communication with angels and spirit guides and your Heavenly Father?
2 o'clock. I mean, two years old. Two.
And you remember that? Can you tell us about that moment? Or?
Well, I think we're going to be cut off, but I'll try. when I was little, you know, my parents weren't religious or spiritual, so they didn't know what to do with me. They just thought I was a very unusual child. So I would go in my room. You know, I was brought very old school military style, like, go to your room. We don't want to see you or hear you, you know, that kind of thing. And they didn't know what to do with me because they said, you know, maybe I'm talking to my imaginary friends, which hence is why I wrote the children's book called My Invisible Friends, which is about their guardian angels and spirit guides. Because I remember all the way back to two, talking to them, seeing them, asking them which way I should go. And they've never led me in harm's way, quite the contrary. They always lead me in the right direction, and they always heal me and counsel me and guide me. And that's how I've gotten where I am today.
So you were 2 years old and you had this experience, and it looks like Zen Master Ted gave us our gong here. And that really a half an hour. Jeez Louise. Okay. Anyways, see, Michelle, you give good radio, honey. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Okay, so when we get back, I want to talk about how you scan the physical body as a health intuitive. And, you know, the fact that doctors actually seek you out is really very phenomenal. And I think to me, as an empath, when I look at other people who are ill, I have to be very careful with that. So we're talking to Michelle Whitedove on the Om Times Radio Network on Radio Namaste, and we'll be right back.
Best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
The truth is, you can't change the world if you're broke. I know, I tried. Isn't it time you turned your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business? I'm Michelle Barr. Join me every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern for Sacred Success.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Live with Medium Lisa Phoenix, Mediumship Messages and Musings, explores mediumship and all things metaphysical. Lisa Phoenix invites you to reach above and beyond your everyday experiences to explore new dimensions in the spirit world. She will do live readings to connect callers to their loved ones in spirit, shares engaging stories and teachings from her own personal experience, and will have intriguing conversations with other mediums, spiritual teachers, and healers to help you understand the metaphysical world so you can connect to these forces in your day-to-day life. Join your hosts on this magical and metaphysical journey into the world of spirit every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back to Radio Namaste on the Om Times Radio Network. We are talking with the fabulous Michelle Whitedove. And before we went into our break, I had asked Michelle if she could tell us about her ability to scan the physical body as a health intuitive and the fact that doctors actually do seek Michelle out. Michelle, when did you start realizing that you also had this talent and this remarkable gift?
It is a remarkable gift. Thank you. It's one I take a lot of pride in, because if you're able to give somebody quality with quantity, that's great. Or let's say address an issue that can be nipped in the bud, meaning save their life. You know, I have many testimonials of that. And yes, the doctors are like, how do you do it? You know, we want to work with you, not only in Canada, but here in the States. And it's hard for me to describe, because I'd say this goes back, honestly, this goes back to, oh goodness gracious, like, let's say 17 and a half years I've been doing this full time. And I work with also the Archangel Raphael, which is the angel of healing. And of course, God first and foremost. But I see, I hear, I feel, I smell, I taste, and I know, and I'm one with Father, Mother, God, Holy Spirit. So I jump in someone's energy. Let's say they have a heart issue. I'll feel the heart issue. I'll actually take that onto myself. And I know the difference between a heart attack or a stroke because it goes down my left arm. Let's say that they have female problems. Immediately, I will see that. It's sort of like having X-ray vision. You're looking through the surface and looking into the body and the soul, not only the organs, but the soul. And even their aura reflects their health. Like if it's low and gray, then that's always an indication of illness. So This is something that I've mastered, though, more and more over time. But it's something I get my greatest joy out of as a health intuitive and working with children.
So when you work with children, what happens? I mean, are you talking about, do you work with them, gifted children, regarding, are they gifted psychic children or are they children with health issues? How do you work with children?
Well, my biggest thing I love to do is counsel children, especially children that are having a hard time with their gifts and they don't know what to do with them. And so, you know, they feel they're alone. Like I did, I always thought I was an alien dropped off at the wrong planet when I was little.
Right. Yeah.
So, I'll help them. Counseling them, teaching them, writing children's books, anything that I can do with them. I also work murder cases, but I don't take any money for that because I call that blood money. And that's another way for me to give back.
Yeah, that's remarkable, because the last time, well, yeah, okay, this isn't about me, this is about you. So you're awesome. Well done. See, that's the law of consecration. Now, you're not a religious person. I mean, when I say religion, you don't practice any one particular religion, do you? You practice the religion of spirit and love and God.
Exactly. I just refer to myself as a spiritual medium, and it's universal, you know, that collective consciousness. We're all a fragment of that Godhead, and we all have that Christ consciousness within us. It's a matter of tapping into it.
And being open to the possibility and having the ability of spirit to work through you and with you. When you're going around the world, because you are a paranormal expert, and this is something, as a rescue medium myself, can you tell us what happens when you find one of these earthbound spirits? And in fact, I'm just going to let you tell us how you work that.
Well, you know, it's funny. It was Halloween and we were sitting down watching TV, and I'm like, all these ghost movies suck. You know, they're inaccurate, whatever. And so I felt like, you know, they're always stalking me. So why don't I take an opportunity to stalk them and find out really what's their story with Ghost Stalker 1, which was based in the United States. So I prayed over and I chose different haunted areas. Now, some of them were tourist traps, and obviously I was not at that place, but some of those do that. So I went to several different haunted locations with Ghost Stalker 1, and I would talk about the history, then I would talk about the ghost or ghost and what happened to them and why they won't go to the light, and actually try to get them to go to the light. And So it's very educational about ghosts because I find there's nothing in the bookstores that really gives anybody, I think, the knowledge, the appropriate knowledge about ghosts or wayward spirits or poltergeists or earthbound spirits. So I had so much fun with Ghost Stalker 1. I went to Europe and did Ghost Stalker 2, which was based in the old world castles and places and things like that that were haunted.
Now, when you had the opportunity to go to, and I'm sorry, I apologize, and I'm going to be the first one to admit that I didn't read Ghost Stalker 2. So, but being here in Denmark myself, mostly because I just didn't want to set myself up to have certain experiences that I've had since I've been in Denmark. Very unexpected too, by the way. But again, the bottom line is that what kind of resistance have you met with regard to these ancient entities that have attached themselves to places?
Oh, it's you know, I don't say this, but I'll go ahead and say this on the air. So you're getting something out of me I normally don't say there. But, you know, like, for example, I used to do not only clearing and blessings, but exorcisms, but only with children because they're so strong. If it was a grown man or a woman, there's no way that I could do it. Because sometimes they attach themselves to a person or a house or, you know, depending, it's many reasons. So, go ahead, repeat that because you're going in and out. Forgive me, Sarah.
Yeah, no, it's okay. You are too. And I think, you know, our listening audience is going to be like, whatever. I'm going to be like, well, it's because there's a tsunami of energy here. It's awesome. the question.
Well, we're in the shadow of Mercury retrograde, so there.
Well, yeah, right. But the question basically was about what sort of resistance do you meet when you have an experience when you're trying to rescue an earthbound spirit?
All in all, I'm usually able to do it without any problem. There have been some cases that I've documented and even speak about in the book where they just don't want to go to the light. And you can't make them go to the light because they have still the birthright. All mankind has two birthrights, free will, and God won't have other people God won't even interfere. That's our birthright, free will. And also our second birthright is we co-create our reality. And, you know, it starts there. I mean, you have to take personal responsibility and accountability. As far as I've had some very difficult cases where scared the bejesus out of me, where it's actually stopped me from now working with children, with exorcisms and that kind of thing, because it's such gritty work and it's dangerous work. For example, I'll give you an example. I was in Jamaica dealing with the white witch. I forget the name. And it's actually on one of my videos, YouTube or something like that. And you see me going through this house and you see me explaining that it was not only that her name was a white witch, but the days of slavery and that she was a black voodoo priestess. And I'm walking around the house and I'm going through this tour. And long story short, she choked me. And then I said, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. I was telling the camera crew. And I said, we have to get out of here. Because I told the owner, I said, she gets physical with people. And I said, oh my God, she just threw somebody out the balcony. He looked at me like he had seen a ghost. He said, how could you possibly know that? I'm like, hello.
Yeah, and he goes, I know,
yeah.
Right?
He goes, he goes, nobody wants to work here. So I said, well, I think it's time for us to get up and get out of here. I think it was the Rose Hall. Rose Hall. And then the White Witch. So, I mean, I read the place. I read her. But as I was going downstairs, she actually tried to push me down the staircase. Mm. And let's just say that wasn't too fun. And I left, and she can keep her little inn there where she likes to keep her slaves as prisoners, and she's still into the same thing. They asked me to go back, but I said no thanks.
Absolutely not. Why would you put yourself in harm's way again?
Yeah, I did it once. That was enough.
When you are in front of a very large group of people, now, I know how it is when I'm sitting inside Sarah Nash and I'm looking out, and sometimes I often wish people could sit inside of me so that they could see how I see the world, because I see the world through a lot of colors and a lot of the information that I get. For example, recently somebody had a it was a family member. They, one of their children had gone missing. They couldn't find her. And when I see some of the, my answers, when I get a lot of my answers, like when I work for police departments and things like that, things will actually glow. They will actually have like a bright blue, kind of like a neon blue glow. And I think we're back with the Om Times Radio. We're on the Om Times Radio Network, and I think we have about a minute right before we go into our break, but somewhere down the line we drop the call. But we're talking to the fabulous, the incredible medium and spiritual wonder, Michelle White Dove. Michelle, when we get back, we're going to talk about what you're doing next, okay?
All right, great. Thank you.
IOM-FM.
What if living didn't have to be so serious?
What if you could move beyond your problems with greater confidence and ease than you've ever imagined?
Throw your labels out the window and join the Irreverent Therapist for practical tips and a very different way of approaching the changes you would like to create.
Marilyn Bradford
and Pam Hodling
have empowered hundreds of people to come out of self-judgment, quit looking to experts, and begin to create the lives they desire.
Join us Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on the Irreverent Therapist Show.
Host your show on IOM-FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM-FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business and share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth Radio is conscious living for your soul every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Greetings, Earthlings. We're back. We're talking to the absolutely fabulous Michelle White Dove. We, just before the break, we seem to have some technical difficulties, which can be expected on transatlantic phone calls, and especially when you're working with just a good old-fashioned radio station. But hey, man, this is live radio. You never know what's going to happen. And, you know, I've got tons of energy going on over here, and good Lord, the energy coming from Ms. White Dove. But she was telling us before the break about her work that she had done across, you know, her own globetrotting and trekking. And she was telling us about The White Witch, which is available on YouTube, too, by the way. Is that right, Michelle? Those videos?
No, it's actually on Vimeo, on my official site, michellewhitedove.com.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and so tell Vimeo once more. Sorry. How they can find you.
Any of my social sites, michellewhitedove.com is the official site. There's two Facebooks, a fan page, YouTube, Instagram. I mean, it goes on and on.
That is awesome.
Just Google me,
your books.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I just put out Ask White Dove. That's the new book. That's sort of like a spiritual Dear Abby, you know, questions from people all over the world, regardless of their religion and culture. And those questions are answered by spirit. So that's a different one. And now I'm working on my seventh book, which is the second children's book. and that's called The Angels of the Ocean. And you, and it says, you open it up and it says, welcome to the blue world, dolphin, whales, and mermaids.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. You know that India just made humans, they just made humans. They just made dolphins. They gave them non-human human status.
Yeah, oh, that's incredible, because really they're not. I always say they're such special, special beings, you know, and if we lose our dolphins and our whales are record keepers, then guess what? We're next.
That's right. That's right. We are next. It's sort of like, you know, if we get rid of the whales and the bees, that's, you know, forget it. Forget it. The earth has enough plastic. She's going to shake us off her back. So how can people contact you for private readings? Do you still do that, correct? Because I know that on August 8th and August 22nd, you're going to be back in Lilydale. Oh, my God, I want to go so bad. Anyways, which is actually the nation's oldest spiritual community. but are you going to do special events there for people?
Yes. August 8th through August 22nd, I'll be giving lectures with messages in Lilydale, upstate New York. I'll also be doing readings in person on Sunday, August 22nd. I'll be sharing the stage with Reverend Ann Gaiman. She's one of the best spiritual mediums that I know. I love her. For more information, like I said, just please go to michellewhitedove.com. It has my monthly appearances there. My books are on Amazon. And as I said, I'm really stoked. I'm really excited about doing this online teaching, where first of all, it's free, so anyone can learn from this, you know, this web class chat on the other side, angels, guides, and departed, plus messages too. So I think it's a win-win. It's called Mimi.tv, and that's me, E-E-M-E-E.
Yeah,
I think I got that right.
Yeah, you did. And not only that, they've been tweeting it. I've been tweeting it, so... and it's called The Other Side, The Angels and Departed Loved Ones. And I wish like heck I wasn't going to be in the air, because I would be taking this class. I mean, it's awesome. You are awesome. And I'm really, you know, I have to apologize for the lag time here in this broadcast. Last week's show I did across the sea and it went really well. So I guess that means I got to get you back here. I got to interview you again, Michelle. It's just how it's going to have to go. You look into the future, you'll see me there. I'm right there. You'll be like, oh, yeah, there she is. Okay.
It would be my pleasure.
I am so thrilled that you took the time out of your incredibly busy schedule, especially since you have a class starting tomorrow. And I can't tell you how grateful I am. Thank you so much for joining us today, everybody. This is Michelle White of the most incredible spiritual psychic. And see, that's the key, Michelle, right there. Spiritual psychic. There are a lot of people who are spiritual and they channel God. And then there are people who are just psychic and they channel this and they channel. You gather this beautiful angelic energy. Talk about seeing it in your eyes. You are the real deal. You have that energy. You have that power. You have that je ne sais quoi that says, you know, God has touched me in the right way. Yeah.
That's a hell of a compliment. Thank you. Honestly.
And I mean it. I mean it. People who know me, they're like, yeah, it's Sarah Nash. She's like, yeah, whatever.
I can feel it. You got me almost teary-eyed here, so let's stop.
Okay. Oh, I'm
blushing.
Master Chrism would call that.
Feel the love. Absolutely.
Yeah, he would call that a blissful moment. Hey, thanks, Michelle. I'm going to move on from here. And again, I really appreciate your time, your energy, your effort. Everyone, MichelleWhiteDove.com. Look her up, find her, because she's the real deal, and she's got a message for you from God.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. God bless you. Cheers. Everybody, that was Michelle White Dove. And I'm, you know, I actually went ahead and I removed her from this call because the poor thing, I swear, like the energy going through it back and forth. So anyways, I am really excited about the opportunity that we had to have her on this show. And I apologize about the lag time to my listeners, because I know we had a lot of people who were really excited about tuning in. So I guess you're just going to have to tune in for the next time. Michelle White Dove, you know, seriously, Zen Master Ted knows me, because the first time I did see her on Lilydale, on the HBO special, I was like, whatever, da, da, da. And then I got really quiet for about 3 days. I was like, holy cow, this person really does speak the truth. Look at her. And I could see how the energy moved through her body. Like, again, because people don't get to see what I get to see through the world, I could see energy moving through her, even through, like, on the television and the video screen. And every once in a while, like, I'll just pull up a YouTube video. But yeah, I'm a huge fan. I can't wait to, like, hang out with her eventually. And I'm so glad that she has decided to take what I call the high road. You know, she's gone the hard way. She's gone the way where she's like, okay, it's just me, it's just the world, and it's just God. And, you know, she hasn't ridden on the back of anybody. So I ride on the back of our sponsor, Alchemy Stones. That's alchemystone.com. That's alchemystone.com. Alchemy Stone is a channeled inspirations through Lord only knows what. All I know is that I when I wear my Alchemy Stone, I have a talisman that I use. I've been wearing it ever since we've been in Denmark and going to some of these incredible places. But if you can't figure out what to get somebody, get them a rock. Because if you go to alchemystone.com, they have like this huge selection of incredible art to give to the recipients of like, oh, I don't know, what, weddings and graduations and birthdays. And Zen Master Ted, you need to say something because I feel like you're sitting here across from me. You're about ready to bust into song or something. Go ahead.
Well, it's just been a lovely experience to do the program from over here in Europe. And yes, alchemy stones are awesome, and you should definitely give some of your friends a rock, because...
Oh, let's send one to Michelle.
We should absolutely
send one. Oh, we're definitely going to send one to Michelle. Yeah, when we get back home, we're going to send Michelle an alchemy stone, because, good Lord, I think the woman needs extra protection, because she's just going to bust loose all over the place, and people are just going to be like clamoring and pounding on her door left and right. So speaking of pounding on the door left and right, next week's show is going to be myself with Zen Master Ted, yours truly. And we'll be wrapping up the last few shows and giving away some nifty prizes, talking about giving away. That's going to be including Vito Mucci's book, Coffee for Consciousness 101. He's going to sign that. And so remember, all you have to do there is hashtag Coffee for Consciousness 101 at Radio Namaste, and get in the drawing for that, because we have quite a few people, actually. It's been really interesting with regard to the feedback that we've had on that. We're going to reveal a few more surprises. The people at the Karma Violation Factory have supplied us with a bunch of tickets to hand out for the Father Mulcahy Award for disgusting thoughtlessness and, the people who deserve to be, handed a karma violation ticket. We're going to reveal a few surprises for next month's interviews, including a quick visit from the fabulous George Nori. George is my homeboy. I love George. And every opportunity I have to speak with him is always a pleasure. And, talk about somebody who really understands the light and who is a light worker. He's got some awesome information he wants to share with us and a little bit more. So I just want to wrap up here real quickly some of the things that I talked to Michelle about. I really wanted to keep her on. And I know that followers and listeners of Radio Namaste, they're probably like, oh, my God, usually you keep people on. But the lag time and whatever was happening with the broadcast, it just wasn't working in our favor. And, occasionally, this happened when I spoke with my co-facilitator, Dina Anderson, on the White Light Express. Every single time she and I get together and we do the prayers for the White Light Express, there's been this odd sound that happens when we light the candles, because she's on her iPad, I'm on my iPad, and we're literally coast to coast, and so we're covering the United States and the entire globe with this grid of love and light. We have that thing too. And I'm sitting here looking at Zen Master Ted, waiting for him to nod to me. But so for the White Light Express, we're going to get Michelle White Dove's beautiful prayer for a Metatron. And we're going to get that up to you right away, because the White Light Express is still active. Huge shout out to that beautiful woman and that angel, Michelle White Dove. Thanks for listening in, everybody, and for going along for the ride. Talk to you next week, and we're out of here. Bye, Denmark.